100.1 True North FM. Devin with you, and as part of the Community Voice Fund with the Gachiquay Mine and True North FM, we have selected the United Way as our next recipient of the fund. I have Jillian joining me from the United Way. Jillian, how are you doing today?
Really great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in and being a part of the United Way, which has helped out so many community groups, not only here in the territory, but across Canada as well. So I guess the first question is, can you tell us a little bit about the United Way?
So United Way certainly has a national presence and really is about enabling people who want to help those organizations and groups who are actually doing it on the ground in our communities. And our chapter certainly has that focus up here in the NWT, and we really focus on trying to put those organizations in every single one of our community who are doing these amazing, amazing things for our residents in touch with the funding they need to be successful.
So with that, Jillian, it's kind of like United Way is almost like a kickstart to help supporting getting the community to support the community, which kind of like our True North FM Voice Fund is for a lot of non-for-profit organizations. You're coming out to really help kind of get people on their feet, kind of make sure everyone is heading in the right direction, and in a lot of sense, getting what they need from their communities as well.
Yeah, that's right. We focus on three main pillars with our organization here. So it's poverty to possibility, healthy people, strong communities, and all that kids can be. So it's very broad. So it can be about providing emergency response relief, which we saw during some of the flooding events. It can also be about helping those organizations who are taking those next steps to deliver programming that different groups or community organizations, whether it's elders or youth, need. So it's quite broad, but it's about giving people what they need to make our communities better.
Speaking of the flooding, I know Hay River was flooded last year, and the Hay River or United Way was very quick to jump on that to support it and get the funds coming in for it. But you said that that's actually because of other flooding issues that have happened in the territory. Can you tell us how you're preparing in case there could be more flooding again this spring this year?
That's right. We ended up in the situation a few years ago when we had flooding in Fort Simpson and Nahanni Butte, where we saw a need to help people who wanted to help these communities and our fellow residents, Northerners, to help make that possible. And so we stepped into that space and we learned a lot and made some really great connections and partnerships. And then when this year the unprecedented flooding was seen in Hay River, and also in Fort Providence area a bit, because they were helping support those residents, we were able to get our committee back together, reach out to do those connections, and we're successful in being able to find a place for people to offer their support and then get it out to where it was needed. And I think it really made a difference this year.
And it was impressive too, because of the support from the United Way, the GNWT was matching the donations that came in to support those in Hay River's flooding and Fort Providence's flooding as well. So do you find that you get a lot of that feedback as well when you start working with an emergency response that the government will help out as well? Or do you kind of find that the United Way usually initiates and sparks a lot of the movement to get the help?
There are no shortage of organizations or governments or individuals who want to help here in the North. I think that's one of the best things about living here and calling myself a Northerner, is that we look out for one another. So fantastic that the GNWT stepped up, and they have for some of our other campaigns as well. But I really have to give kudos to other community governments, other organizations, private companies, businesses, who also recognize that we have a good track record at getting money out to the people who need to get it, and who come to us. Like, really, they come to us, and we're able to then say, you know what, there's a need, there's people who want to help, and then we put these programs together and help make it happen. So it's not about us having to go out and ask people to step up and help one another. People in our territory are more than generous, and we're just there to help make it happen.
You were mentioning a few minutes ago about some of the funds that the United Way helps create. I know a couple of the funds we want to discuss today was the Community Infrastructure Fund. Can you tell us a bit about that one?
So the Community Infrastructure Fund really is what started it all for us here in the NWT. That was our main fund, and over the years we've been lucky to be able to grow that pot and give out more and more grants each year. So a combination of grants for up to $7,500, or a few multi-year grants, which we also have, for $15,000 a year for projects that go ongoing, are handed out each year. This year, I think we handed out to, including our multi-year, 24 different recipients throughout the territory, right up to, I think, Ulahuktuk was one of our one of the organizations who received funding this year. And that really is about matching people who want to help with the organizations who want to do good. And that's really what started it. Our other emergency relief and COVID funding has been relatively new for our organization.
And the other fund that I wanted to touch on was the Community Service Recovery Fund. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is a new one that we are partnering with this year to make happen, and the information is available on our website, so I really encourage people to check it out. We're accepting intakes until the 21st of this month, and there's also a webinar coming up on February 13th on Zoom to sort of learn more about it. But the Community Service Recovery Fund is unique in that it allows for funding to go back into these organizations to help support the organizations themselves to then deliver the programmings and support they need. So that's rare in that a lot of times we know that these organizations are funneling every dollar they can out to the residents and people who need it, but they can use some investment back in their own organizations as well to make them even better at doing that. And this is one way to help with that.
So with this, does the United Way get a lot of volunteer help as well? Do you have people coming say, I want to help out in any way I can, or businesses doing that as well?
We certainly are open to volunteers, and I encourage people to come and check out the website. We're a small but mighty volunteer board. Really, though, the volunteer power has to go, all the kudos has to go to the organizations themselves that we are supporting. Those are the organizations who are out there on the ground hosting the events, supporting community members, and they are the ones that have the volunteers that are really doing that work. That being said, if anyone's interested in learning more or being part of the organization, please check out the website and get in touch with us. We're always looking for people.
So, Jillian, sometimes people want to know where their donations are going. Is there a way that you're able to show people, say, hey, listen, your donation has gone to this organization or this not-for-profit?
Yeah, really great question. We get that one a lot because we've had so many people step up over the years, and it's really important to be transparent and show where that money is going. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of the amount of funding that we do flow out, and our admin costs are really low. A great way to find out exactly where that money is going is we have our newsletter, which is posted on the website, and also a really good social media presence on Instagram and Facebook, which highlights where that funding is going in some of these instances and shows the success stories. And I also find that's a really great way just to learn about the different organizations that are out there in our communities. And we've heard back in the past that, hey, this was really great to learn about how this money supported this organization. I then reached out and was able to work with them directly. So I really encourage people to check out the website, look at the newsletter, check out our social media presence. And also, if anyone has any questions, please get in touch with us. We're happy to provide that information.
Jillian, if people are looking for that extra little bit of information, where can they find it?
The United Way NWT website and all of our contact information is on there. Check it out. We're really good at getting back to people. If for whatever reason you don't hear, track us down. We'll happily respond to any questions you guys have. And we're just happy to have the interest in people who want to be part of making a difference.
Jillian, thank you for your time to chat today about the United Way, and congratulations again on being a recipient of the True North FM Community Voice Fund in partnership with the Gachiquay Mine.
Thank you so much for seeing the recognition and the value in that, and we're happy to do it.